Hey, Tozu here.
I just got around to editing the podcast, but I noticed something. It didn't really record Dylan or anybody else in the first couple of minutes, so it's only me and Christy, so that's going to be a little weird for a little while. So there's a lot of technical difficulties in this episode. The recording software I was using kind of messed up everything, so we'll get it fixed for next episode, and hope you guys enjoy it. All right. Hey everybody, and welcome to GPR episode 3. With me is Error, Anti-Dave, Dylan, and Chrisity. So, how's everybody doing? We just had a whole flurry of technical difficulties.
Everyone's lost interest.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
No, shut up. Yeah, everybody's like waiting for Breaking Bad. Yeah, maybe it does. Are we gonna burn the witch? Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently now Error's messing up, so it's only Dylan.
You
It's
and
me,
me.
you, and Dylan.
This
Error.
is.
Error's
Okay,
like.
just let's keep going.
We're just gonna keep going. This is gonna get done.
This is gonna get done. We're late already.
Right, so I'm gonna just start with my news story.
He says to try again, by the
All
way.
right, I did. I did. I tried again.
Juicy, tell Juicy to restart his app if he's on the iPod or something.
Restart app. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Here's my news story. Spooky clown mystery grips Northampton.
Oh, I saw this.
A spooky clown has been scaring N Northampton residents in full costume and makeup.
Just running around? Like, is it around nursing homes or just running around
Running around the
No,
he
he
is
just
a
stands.
red-haired and white-faced and has appeared in several locations in Abington and Kingsley areas. A Facebook page has now been set up for the clown called Spot Northampton's Clown.
I heard about that.
He just
It has achieved over 3,000 likes since it went live yesterday. I'm pretty sure this is
I'm gonna
new.
look this up. What is this called?
Northampton Clown. He looks like
Yeah, I
kind
heard about that.
What's North Hampton.
You know the clown from It? He kind of looks like that kind of guy.
Yeah. The clown has proved a sensation.
What is the page name?
It's called, the page is Northampton, www.northampton-northamptonnews.
Oh, I'm talking about the Facebook page, dude.
Oh, the Facebook page. It's Spot Northampton's Clown. Is the
oh
page.
My gosh. I saw pictures of it on Reddit. He just stands there and looks at you.
Hey.
Yeah. I heard about that on George Fred.
Yeah, he came up to somebody's door and knocked on their door.
And said, can I paint your seals?
Yeah, can I paint your seals?
Seals?
Like, paint the window
seals. Window seals, he meant.
Paint the window seals.
I think he means seals, like
no,
like your baby seals.
S-I-L-L.
I was thinking, like, the marine mail, because
Tweets. Here's some tweets about it. Seriously, what's this thing about a clown in Northampton standing outside houses with balloons? Scared. Northampton clown. Here he is, Northampton clown. Hashtag terrifying.
I think we're going to have to find a picture of this, because this is I'm genuinely curious. Genuinely.
Here are
I'll post the link in the groupie group, but
he just stands there menacingly.
Yeah. It's pretty scary.
Here's my theory: this guy's mentally unstable, or he's just doing it to mess around with people.
I think
that's what he's doing.
I think he's doing a mix of both, possibly.
Yeah, he says he's not trying.
It'd be funny if he's like it'd be funny if he's just completely normal, just like staying there to screw people.
Yeah, he's just a normal dude. He's just standing there.
He's not mentally ill, messing around with people.
He's just a troll, pretty much.
No, he wants to dress like a clown.
Yeah, that's all he says.
He's
pretty much just trying to mess with people with claudrophobia. I think that's what you call a fear of clowns.
Clownophobia?
Yeah, I guess I would not like that.
Clownophobia?
Clownophobia.
Spiderophobia.
Clownophobia.
There's a specific fear. That's hydrophobia. There's a specific fear for, like, people who apparently are scared of, like, being chased by timberwolves in a house that would just, like, barely wax while wearing socks.
Yes. I don't know what it is, but that exists. I guarantee it.
I have a phobia of bear swamps, but I can't find the name for it.
I'm an agoraphobe.
I remember a Tumblr post where this guy dressed up straight up like a pyramid head on a cloudy day.
Yeah,
like
I saw that.
And he just stood near an intersection. Straight up looks like anyone.
Like the dude was sitting there. He's like, so I was looking out my window and it was a foggy day today and I saw this walking down the road.
It's like I wouldn't even bother waking up that day. I would just go right back.
It's like nope. Just shut the curtains, lay back in bed. Nope.
In Anaheim, there was like a guy in a cow costume just like standing around like this intersection and just like walking around and like pretending to be the Karate Kid.
That was me.
How fun.
That was me.
Are you a cow, Tozoa?
I'm Edgar.
Free Edgar.
Free Edgar 2013.
Okay.
Free Edgar. Free Bowie.
No, yeah. Oh, nobody's going to get those references unless you've watched Rooster Teeth.
I highly recommend staying away from references. That's why I can't even say any Breaking Bad references because people won't know any of them.
Yeah, I could still say some
references anyways.
You could if you want. But like,
tread lightly. I am the one who knocks, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, Jesse. I love that. I think Jimmy Fallon. Was it Jimmy Fallon or Conan?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon. Like, Joking Bad.
Well, that one, but they also, some talk show host did a thing where they put Jesse's quote-unquote best moments in, and it was all him just saying, yo, and bitch. Like, that's all it was. It's like, don't pay any mind to that brilliant acting this guy does. Just all he says is yo, and bitch.
Yeah,
which is true, to be fair.
So, who wants to do their next news story?
I don't have a news story.
I'll go after the next person.
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell me I had to have a news story. You were just like, hey, Dylan, we want you to record.
I did. I told you had to have a news
Look
story.
Look something up right now.
I didn't
now
say I had to have
talk.
One. I just asked what were
it's
we talking
okay,
about.
Dylan.
I said,
okay,
Dylan.
It's okay.
I'm just going to curl up in a ball and just wait for Breaking Bad. You guys can talk about stuff.
We will.
Okay.
Hiroshi Yamauchi. Nintendo's visionary president dies.
I heard about that.
At 83?
Yeah. No!
Yeah.
He was literally the guy that...
He was 85.
turn Nintendo from the Hanafuda / trading card company into a video gaming company.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big achievement.
He was president from 1949 to 2002.
Yeah.
Then Satoru Iwata took hold, but that guy literally shaped 90%.
Yeah, he's the one that brought Donkey Kong, Zelda, and Mario Bros.
Wow.
Well, no, Miyamoto made that, but I think... you say Donkey Kong, Zelda, and Mario Bros? Because I know that's strictly Miyamoto.
Yeah, no, Miyamoto played a huge part of that. I know that Miyamoto's creation of Zelda was based off his childhood.
Yeah. But I don't know what Yamauchi did specifically instead of oversee the corporation as a whole and drive its direction.
Well, I mean, he had a say in saying whether or not it could be a game or not.
Yeah.
So he could have been like, nah, get out of here.
That's true. He did play a role. Basically.
So.
Let's see. Where at. I'm trying to see.
So then do I say my news?
Yeah, you said you were going to go next. Don't be a liar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to be a liar. DC Comics recently had sort of a controversy regarding the character of Harley Quinn, which they wanted people – they had a contest where they wanted people to draw her committing suicide in four different ways. And then they basically admitted it that it was wrong because people were complaining that it was, quote, sexualizing and making satire of suicide. And they basically just pretty much had to admit that they messed up big time.
Sexualizing suicide? How does one do that?
Well, it's just the way that they wanted the fourth suicide scene of Harley Quinn to be done, with her pretty much being naked in the tub.
Nice.
So is it like Harley Quinn controversy?
Was one like a Black Dahlia murder kind of thing? Like her face was like slit open, and then apparently it wasn't actually suicide. It was the Joker that did it. And then it said on the mirror, "What, you don't smile enough."
I haven't heard about that.
Here's the quote from DC Comics. The purpose of the talent search was to allow new artists an opportunity to draw a single page of a 20-page story. True to the nature of the character, the entire story is cartoony and over-the-top in tone as Harley Quinn breaks the fourth wall and satirizes the very scene she appears in, the statement read. DC Entertainment sincerely apologizes to anyone who may have found the page synopsis offensive and for not clearly providing the entire context of the scene within the full scope of the story.
So basically they're saying, you didn't get it, it's your fault.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of. It's like, you don't know how the story works.
Yeah, I know. So. That's what they're trying to say. Could have been part of a comedy.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn seems like a character who would do that.
Yeah.
Then again, DC has done other random contests, like deciding to kill off one of the Robins. They had a vote on which
Jason Todd
was that the one?
Yeah.
It was like 52 to 48%. Yes. It was some ridiculous margin.
Yeah.
Poor Jason Todd. Not many people like him.
He got beat to death with a crowbar and then blown up.
Under the Red Hood. Great animated movie.
That movie is so... Neil Patrick Harris as Nightwing.
Yeah, Nightwing.
And John DiMaggio as the Joker.
Yeah.
Still beautiful.
Yeah, for me, the Joker will always be Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill and John DiMaggio is a close second. But for Batman, will always be Kevin Conroy to me.
Yeah, that classic voice.
Superman is always going to be Tim Daly.
Yeah, oh, man. I don't like Christian Bale.
Christopher Nolan is a god, and you will not question him. He did some pretty cool stuff, but there was some stuff with the new Batman movies that I just didn't like.
That's true. Still, the movies were great overall.
Overall, they were great, but some of the stuff was...
Yeah, just one thing that kind of did annoy me is how they, like, seriously changed Bane.
Yeah. Like, Bane, like, I mean, I know he wasn't supposed to be, like, a stupid meathead, but, like...
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a luchador?
Wasn't a luchador.
I mean, like, the mask.
Well, yeah, the mask was supposed to be kind of like a luchador, but... Honestly, if you look at the comics, Bane was extremely intelligent.
Yeah, he was a smart guy, but like when he went on Venom, like when he went on the Venom, like he kind of lost that.
No, slightly though.
Yeah, like I mean, kind of like slightly lost like some of his, because you know you got all that stuff surging through you, so
it's gone from creepy to just like
they did it. Yeah, the also one thing that was just weird was originally in the comics, Bane was actually supposed to like strategizing and weakening Batman by basically having breaking all the criminals out of Arkham Asylum, and then when Batman was tired, then Bane decides to assault him.
And then he puts him. Then he puts him in a grave and leaves him there.
No.
And then he breaks. And then Batman breaks out and saves the Justice League.
No, that, no. You're thinking of Tower of
and
Babel.
Then they blew
that was
up the Enterprise.
Cool.
I'm just sitting here not knowing what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you're
talking
dumb.
About comics, Tozo basically confused Nightfall and Tower of Babel.
I know, I did it on purpose.
They went through the Stargate in order to meet Yoda to blow up the Enterprise. That's how that works. I don't know what part you're not getting about this.
Exactly.
And then Ash finally caught them all.
Ash finally became a good Pokemon trainer.
Yep.
Gotta catch them all. Only caught
no,
like.
Ash became an okay Pokemon trainer.
Ash has never been
and
a good
Pokemon. And he
used
his Pokemon skills to reach Super Saiyan level 4 and take
just
over Hogwarts.
All the geeky stuff on this podcast.
Yep.
Oh,
Ash
Lord.
Is like the stupidest Pokemon trainer ever. He didn't involve Pikachu.
Yeah.
Okay.
So stupid. I like him in his original form.
So speaking of DC Comics, our groupie spotlight for today is Versus Mode.
Yay!
It's
in
a
the first mode. Who would win?
Yeah, versus mode, who will win, in parentheses. This is a really good group. I got shown it by user Twilight. He sent me a PM asking if somebody's knowledge on Halo was correct, and I was like, nah, that guy's dumb. And so I joined that group to, you know, talk about it and debate about it.
Someone on the internet is wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. Somebody was wrong.
Go to war over it.
I had to fix their wrongness. But it turned out turned out he was just like, quote unquote, trolling.
Yeah.
And then
I'm not dumb. I'm just trolling.
I'm not dumb.
It always happens.
Jump on them. I was pretending.
Yeah. That's like 90% of a fight room.
Yeah.
90%.
People think they're trolling, but they're actually just stupid.
And that's in. That's two certain users right there. Maybe three.
Two? There's like three.
No. More like 100.
There's like 1,293 dumb members in there. I just looked at the member list.
Tardy
myself group. Being one of them. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. So, Dylan, you got a news story?
News story? No, because I did not acquire one upon getting on this podcast, because you were just like, yeah, we're going to talk about news stories.
Tell us the news about how your day went.
News? Oh, well, my day was a three-hour drive from Fayetteville, Arkansas, back to Stillwater, Oklahoma. I went to Bikes, Blues, and Barbecues, which is basically the third largest bike rally in the world, and a lot more fun than I anticipated, actually.
Yeah.
There was there was this guy that, I forgot his name, but he has a travel trailer on the back of his motorcycle that's in the shape of a hearse, or coffin, whatever you want to call it, and all he does is just throw his stuff in there, and that's what he used to drive off. But what he's going to do is that he actually is getting a segment from the Travel Channel, apparently, where he's going to go and be in Sturgis, which is the largest bike rally, I think. You can fact check me on that. I'm not entirely sure. And he's going to be one of the first people there, and they're going to follow him around, all that kind of stuff. And he's actually going to make another travel trailer that's more like a cooler and a grill that he just carries on the back of his motorcycle. I cannot think today. My words are very skewed, and I apologize.
That's
fine.
You're okay.
Yeah. That's not a news story, but that's how my weekend went. Yay.
Sounds fun.
Everything.
Then I had to follow groupie because I'm basically required to. Because people are dumb.
So let's go on to interviews.
Interviews? What? Yeah,
we're going to do interviews. Like, not interviews, reviews.
Reviews, there you go.
Interviews. Jesus. Yeah, reviews.
I'm scared.
We're going to review some things.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
What are we talking? What are we?
Are we reviewing anything?
No one told me what to do with this podcast.
I sent you a PM and told you what we were going to do.
The thing is, you were too vague.
Yeah, you said like no context.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Play my OS 7.
Yeah, blame iOS 7.
I know something I can review.
Okay, then you go first.
Okay. Zombie by Darren Shand is the worst book of... Well, it's not the worst book, but it's a pretty bad book.
It's a pretty bad book.
Review
from one of my favorite authors. I think it's the worst book that he's ever written.
Zombie, pretty bad book by Eric.
Zombie. It's a U-M slash B.
0 out of 10 would not read again. B.
Zero.
Cannot
zero out of 10 will never read again.
Can't even handle this right now. Like, it's too far in my day. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm sitting here staring on ThinkGeek, looking at things I can't buy because I don't have the money for them because I'm waiting for Wind Waker HD to come out.
Hey, we got that. We got that Wii U edition for
them. Yeah. Can I curse on this? Because that is really relevant right now to my feelings towards that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. No, I...
Chrissy's favorite video game is Zelda.
I had a theory as to how I could get the Zelda gamepad and everything else in it really cheap. It's just take my gamepad into GameStop, buy the Wii U bundle, take out the Zelda gamepad and the Wind Waker card and the Hyrule Historia card, put in my gamepad and trade it back in, get 30% on my trade when I put it towards a select few games, and every all is a 55
error. What are you doing?
Something else for like $100. I'm really tempted to do it.
You should do it.
But that involves $300 out of my bank account because it has to go to store credit. Like I am heavily debating myself.
You should do but it. I
need it.
Think about it hard.
I don't know. Is it like either food or like video games?
I survive on both.
So is that all your review, Error? Is that like your entire review?
Yeah, it's a pretty bad book, but my favorite author.
Okay. That's the best review I've ever heard.
It was bad. Would not read.
What happened to Roxanne?
I'm here.
She's here. She's just disappeared. She's like listening. Who wants to go next?
I do.
Okay, you go next then.
Okay, so yeah, I'm reviewing like the villains month in general of DC Comics. Long story short, it's all these cool villains that are just basically having like these weak stories about them just killing people. It sounds cool, but then when you actually read it, you're like, I'm not satisfied, and you're just like, fuck this. Don't do it. Just like wait for this month to end and then buy your DC Comics.
Okay,
I might buy Marvel Comics this month. That's how desperate I am.
Okay, so my roommate just barged into my room and said, okay, Breaking Bad. So I am going to bail, make popcorn, and prepare myself for a lot of unnecessary stress in my life on this next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, but
wait a minute.
So
is the episode starting early?
No, it's running later than normal. It's like a 75-minute episode or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to bail and emotionally prepare myself.
Okay. Goodbye, Dylan.
Sound good? Okay, bye, guys. Soldier. All right, later. Thank you.
So we lost Dylan. He died.
Yep. A bomb went off.
Okay, Error, I'm pretty sure like you're rustling something. What are you doing?
Stop it, Error.
It's not me.
Who's rustling?
It was me. I'm sorry.
Why are you rustling? So... You want to do your review? Chrissy?
Error did
Error did his book. He said it wasn't good.
I get it. I remember now. Okay. It threw me off when Dylan left.
Dylan reviewed his roommate.
I want to review She and Her Cat.
She and Her Cat.
It's a 5-minute animation by Makoto Shinkai.
Makoto Shinkai.
Jack Tojo.
Makoto Shinkai. He's better known for the animation openings of...
It's Error.
Dang it, Error.
Error sucks.
Okay, Juicy, are you still there?
Yeah, Juicy's
still...
I don't remember what I was talking about.
Makoto Shinkai.
He's better known for the game openings of F, Fairy Tale of Two. If you want to see like an example of like his animations, look up F, the Later Tell opening, because I think that one's pretty cool. I found out he did that because I was watching a movie by him that he written called Garden of Words. It wasn't very good story base, I thought, but I love the animation in it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what did you think about the animation?
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah?
Yes, I love the animation.
And it's all about a cat.
And I love, the cat one? I forgot I was reviewing that one. The cat, it was like basically about the viewpoint from the cat's perspective in a year since he was like picked up by a woman.
Yeah.
And it was like it's like an independent kind of thing he did in the 90s that was one of the projects that helped him jumpstart his career. It was pretty good.
Sounds like it was good.
But yeah. The story is not that long, so it's not, I don't know.
It's like a 4-minute video.
Yeah, it's like a 4-minute video. It's not in English, it's subbed, so I have to read.
What?
What
is going on? What are you guys doing? Why aren't you talking?
We're like waiting for the next segment, pretty much.
Error is dead. I think Error died.
I'm done.
I'm just anti-Davian right now.
Yeah, you are. You suck. You totally suck, Dave.
Aw, what a shame.
Dave sucks.
Yes, Dave does suck. Game of the Year edition. He'll get it.
Yeah, he will. Error, will you freaking answer? Jesus. I think he's dead. Like, for good this time.
And the next segment is?
The next segment is Shut Up.
Groupie Spotlight.
My favorite segment.
You already did the Groupie Spotlight.
Did you do your review?
Oh, I need to do my review. Good looking out. So my review is going to be on Grand Theft Auto 5, even though I haven't played it, but I've watched a lot of people play it, and it looks really good.
How can you review something you never played?
I've watched somebody play like the first 8 missions.
He's only saying it's good so they don't maul him to death.
It could be like something like...
Even though I haven't played it, it looks like it's a lot better than Grand Theft Auto 4. Plus, the world looks a lot bigger, and it looks like you can do a lot more things. Plus, the way that Michael plays Michael is pretty funny.
That's like me and Remember Me. I thought it looked cool because like the memory alteration, but then I found out there wasn't a lot.
But did you watch somebody play like the first 8 missions of the game?
Remember Me?
Yeah.
No?
Exactly. I'm watching somebody play the game.
I played some of it, and I was like, this is boring. I wanted to play it because of, like, the memory alteration.
Well, it's Grand Theft Auto, so...
Meh.
Bang some hookers, do drugs, get money, the end.
Yeah, exactly. Error, are you back alive?
Error's not going to talk till his demands are met.
That's in a different thing.
Oh.
That's a different group.
Oh, I thought it was someone else.
No.
Wait, it is?
Yeah, that's there a different you group. You're dumb. What the heck?
It is?
It is? He leaves.
Error died, okay? He didn't leave, he just died.
What the heck was that?
Error's dying.
Error, are you a ghost? Error.
He's too busy being
a ghost. I would just like spin around in a corner on the ground all the time.
That would scare a lot of people.
I just hunt people for fun.
Me too. I want to do that. I want to like gradually drive people insane. Just like move stuff. Like they put something down and like move it. Like as soon as they turn.
You would also never have to pay for movies ever again. Just like walk right in there. They can't stop you. You're a ghost.
I'm a ghost. You can't stop me.
I would just want to mess with people.
You can't stop me. I'm a ghost.
Like, sure, you can't play any games anymore, but you can at least watch a movie or whatever you want.
Yeah. You can listen to whatever music you want.
Well, it would be hard, but
I just want to mess with people. I want to care about that.
I would, like, if I was a ghost, I would, like, I would go around and do, like, the normal things, like, show up at my house, open the door, get on the floor, Everybody rock the dinosaur.
The dinosaur.
I'm gonna like gradually drive people insane so they have to go to like a mental hospital, and then eventually on their deathbed I would reveal myself and be like, hi, you weren't crazy all along.
I was here the entire time.
That would be one way to kill a few years.
It would be worth it though.
It was me all along. I was the turkey.
Their faith. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, oh, a crawl or something.
It was me. I was the turkey all along.
I just think.
I wish I could possess somebody. Maybe I could possess a celebrity.
I wouldn't want to possess anyone.
It'd be fun. Maybe possess Robert Downey Jr. and then drive all his cars and then die in a car accident, then fight Ghost Robert Downey Jr.
And you could be Iron Man.
Yes, I'll be Ghost Iron Man. Woohoo. Although I prefer Captain America, but okay.
No, Captain America doesn't exist.
You don't exist.
Here is Iron Man.
Exactly.
Iron Man does exist.
So, listeners, what I'm thinking about doing is putting a song like around the middle of the podcast. If you guys want to send in a 2 to 3 minute song, make sure it's not like super vulgar, and it's not like
so it can
as
be
bad.
A little bit vulgar.
Make sure it's not as bad as Juicy's song that he's singing right now.
Kill yourself. If you don't know this song, you fail, dude. Come on now.
I think Error's dead, like for real this time. He's like died like 5 times.
Gee Willikers, Batman. Pop that music out.
You're gonna give away our position, Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, he I think
just forget about him. Stop resuscitating him. He's dead.
Okay.
Time of death.
Just get over it.
Call it.
Time of death, 8:49 PM.
Eastern Coast.
Or 5:50 if you're on the West Coast.
No one cares about your time zone.
Okay, you can have a Krabby Patty then.
No.
I give you a Krabby Patty, Error.
No, I take your Krabby Patty.
Here, catch. Catch
no,
it.
No,
I'm going to throw it. I threw it.
Catch. I caught it.
You dropped it all over the floor. Why'd you do that, Error? You dropped it, like, all over the floor. What?
What the heck?
Error. I threw it. You didn't catch
it.
You dropped it.
Oh my gosh. Can we
make
just
me
end this?
No. You don't get
no
a new one.
Talking. Jeez.
I know, right? We have nothing to talk about.
Error.
Okay, I'll talk about something.
You're making this
I'll
terrible. Error, I hate you.
Okay, Groupie Spotlight.
Error, you're not here anymore. I kick you out. Goodbye.
Okay, the first group that was added today, I would take it refresh, is Final Fantasy VIII Roleplay. I'm assuming that's what RP stands for.
Yeah, RP.
Yeah.
That was the first group added
today. It'd be Roasted Penis. Who knows?
You should talk, Error. You want to pee here.
Miscellaneous crap.
Miscellaneous crap.
As the title says, self-photography.
No.
Trailer Park Boys.
What?
Late Night Groupies 2, in case you get banned from the room. I think. It's all on Netflix. I didn't watch it. It says so right here.
Why isn't Fight Room on the subcategory of gay and lesbian? It might as well be.
What?
Fight Room.
Yeah, it might as well be.
Brotopia post.
Hozo, you can.
Yeah, you don't get it.
We gotta bleep that out now. Thanks a lot, Error.
That's what you get.
Thanks a lot, Error. Jeez, more editing.
Yeah.
Hey, by that case.
Groupies.
Send
3.
If we're lucky, this is even recorded.
It has. It's recorded.
Mobon general discussion.
If you guys bleep, if I say.
Yes.
Ah, dang it, Juicy. Jeez, stop!
You know what? I'm gonna bleep everything with that word backwards.
No,
so if people
no.
want to know what the word is, they gotta go back and listen.
G.I. Joe was another group added today.
G.I. Joe.
Elemental Spirits RP.
Nobody cares about RP groups.
This is Groupie Public Radio, and yet, like, last time I checked, you have to be over 13 to be on Groupie, so I think they'd be mature enough to handle me saying they're
gonna... I'm not mature enough. I want to write an angry post on your wall or group or anything.
Yeah, people are going to be, like, yelling at you. That's not cool, dude.
What's your group?
I think I'm gonna.
It's 618829.
618829.
I'm going to write an angry post.
You know what?
618229.
I think I'm gonna put all the errors and everything at the end of the podcast.
618829.
618829.
Hey, look, yeah, error died again.
Wow. Just stop resuscitating him. The Oasis.
Yep.
I'm joining. I share nothing.
Okay.
I bring
my Krabby Patty.
So I can write an angry,
you still want a Krabby Patty?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not SpongeBob, so I can't make you one.
Add me. I want
you better
to
learn quick.
Nah. Is there shoes involved?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put a shoe in it. Here you go. Here's a shoe inside two buns. Catch it. Catch it. I'm going to throw it.
I'm sure that you probably posted it in the Oasis.
I am posting right now.
Man, you just dropped it all over everywhere. There's like buns.
I wonder what Dave is thinking about me being the anti-Dave and saying they're
gonna... Say it! You did it again!
Oh, snap. Oh, God. It's back.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, this cut out last time. She talked to...
Yeah, it didn't.
Bug out my ear.
It stopped recording last time.
Sounds like cat bug, and I kept saying.
Hello.
Hi.
She has nicknamed her cat bug.
Hello.
Cat bug's back.
Cat bug.
It's cat bug.
Hi, cat bug.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you gonna molest me?
What is going on?
I don't know. My stomach's hurting hard.
Your stomach's hurting hard?
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. Do you need some antacids?
Yeah.
You need antacids?
You should have ate.
Get stuffed like one.
You should have eaten. You need to eat your green beans and carrots. You gotta eat your greens. You gotta feel better.
What?
Too much candy.
Sure. Not enough.
Whoa, hey now.
Catbug is
dang it, again!
Not enough female canines, I'm sorry.
Why'd you kill Catbug?
I'm the anti-Dave.
Why'd you do this?
I'm the good one. Dave would have been evil and he would have, like, killed Catbug 3 times.
I posted
that right
my complaint. I am not good
like,
at posting.
Oh god, you're getting juicy.
Wow, man. Anti-Dave, why are you doing this?
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
He's cursing like a
juicy. Okay, I'm complaining
juicy,
some more.
Juicy, Drake, Breaking Bad now.
I know. Oh, you know, hey, look, it's Breaking Bad time.
You guys suck.
I'm sorry.
You'll
especially
still have
you,
pain.
Dave. Dude,
well, I mean, there's Dave, not much. There's not much.
Dave, you really suck.
Dave sucks.
I'll try harder next time. I promise.
If there is even a next time.
Oh, it was fun. Don't.
That's
lie.
Not cat bug. That's a duck.
That's a duck.
That's a dumb duck.
No. Dying Dolan.
We hate you. I hate
you. I hate you so much.
I hate you.
I hate you so much. I'm gonna bail. Breaking Bad. Join the Breaking Bad group and join Juicy.
I hate
never
you.
Seen this.
You don't even know what shoes are.
What the heck?
You don't even know what shoes are.
We watched our whole podcast to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah, but
I haven't watched anything of Breaking Bad.
Are we just going to end this when Breaking Bad comes on?
I don't even know if it's on right now. I don't care.
I don't know what's on.
You can go away then.
Go!
Just go like everyone else.
Go!
Just leave like everyone else.
Let's demand Krabby Patty.
Wait, what's going on? Someone coming back?
Huh?
Hello? Catbug! It's back!
Catbug!
There's a struggle.
No, it's just the stupid, like, commercial thing.
There's a struggle. There's a struggle on cereal.
Hello?
Hello? There's a crisis.
Catbug, where's Catbug?
There's a crisis in cereal land.
Oh my gosh, are we just going to reference this?
There's a crisis
this whole
in the...
podcast not even references. I'm thinking about quitting. Can I send my resignation letter?
It'll be eaten.
Can I resign?
I'll eat it. I'll eat the resignation.
Can I resign?
No.
I'm done with this.
Why?
This whole episode.
Why?
Oh, nothing but troubles and errors.
Well, what do you expect? It's error. Hi. What? Oh, God. Catbug's murdering error.
Build a little fence around him.
Build a little fence around him.
I can't hear him. Why can't I? Die, please.
What? Put a blanket over him. Put a blanket over him.
Today's economy.
Die.
Why are you killing Error?
Well, looks like Error's dead again.
I think this is like the 15th time.
Again.
Good night. I can't do it.
Good night. You can't do it? Good night.
Hello.
Hello.
Good night, Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for going to watch Breaking Bad.
What?
What the heck?
What is going on? So.
I quit. This episode's in it. This is it for Groupie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We'll be back next week.
No, we're not. This is the final episode.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Maybe.
So, maybe.
If people can come.
So, guys, we need intros.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We need intros sent in to groupiepublicradio at gmail.com. Or is it Yahoo? It's one of those. Just send it to both of them. Send it to both groupiepublicradio at Yahoo and groupiepublicradio at Gmail. I'll get it eventually. Also, we need songs, like a 3 to 4 minute song for us to put in the middle of the podcast. And we need questions. We didn't do that tonight because we don't have enough questions. So we need questions. You can send those into the GPR group. GPR
Why
questions.
Why did you keep using the same recording that didn't work?
Because it's the only one that can record. All the other ones won't work.
Why?
Because they were too complicated for me to figure out.
This is my question. Why?
Because they suck. So, yeah.
No, wait.
What?
I got a riddle.
What's your riddle?
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone else also. No, you know the answer.
Okay.
It's for the listeners.
Okay.
F-E-X-Y. What does this mean? Big E-F, big F, big F, little E, and then big X, and then big Y. So it's capital F, little E, capital X-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got to figure that out.
Yeah, you'll get a virtual cookie.
So.
Or cake.
We now pie. Leave.
Pumpkin pie.
We now leave you. With eternal silence.
No, and the riddle. That was my gift to you.
You get the riddle and eternal silence.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's someone's birthday out there. Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Uganda.
What?
Happy birthday.
Isn't that a country?
Happy birthday, Uganda.
What if today was really their birthday?
Then happy birthday, Uganda.
That's pretty cool. Happy birthday, Uganda.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We love you.
No, we don't. Yes, we do. Okay, we can't lie.
Goodbye. Now here's a song about not smoking.
No smoking, stop and just no smoking. sucking on the back end of a car. It's not the answer. It might give you lung cancer.